You're holding the flamet test on the aleph front 10 lines down from the bottom. Omer of Chizah. Chizah says, Tavshah shotradin, a food made out of from beets, is yor for the leiv, it's good for the heart, for tevil lime, it's good for the eyes. For koshchen of b'nei mayin, for sure it's good for the stomach, for the digestive system. What? For tevil lime, it's good for the eyes. The koshchen of b'nei mayin, avad is good for the intestines, for the inside, for the digestive system, it's also good. Omer Abaya of Behudi Yosir Avei Tofi means on the pot and cooking very hot, the other teich teich, it means like doubling, like making like teich teich. Such a bitter tavshel is good. Jerashi Avei Tofi, Al Mokim Shvisa Sakadeiritz, on top of the fire, the other teich teich kleima, Shesholuk, it's cooking very much. The Nimcha Noid, it's even Nimcha, like becoming mushtir. The chorus chosse nishmas, the bubbling, you hear it, kekel teich teich. Amar Rav Papa, pshitali maya de silka kisuka. This is the side of vegetable soup. If you cook vegetables, so the juice, you still make a barpi adama. It's maya de silka, the water of cooking beets, is also kisuka, you make a barpi adama. O maya de lifta, the juice that you cook the lefas in, is kalefta. O maya de kula shalki, the water of all types of vegetables, is kukula shalki. The brach is still a bar pri adama. The drashi maya de silka, tavshel shel tradin, the same thing, they have this beet soup. Kisilka, the drashi linyan brocha. That on the soup you make the same brocha as the vegetable itself. Boyer rapapa, rapapa klaz a shayla, maya de shifta mai. What's going to be the halacha of water of shifta? Shifta they say is dill. They're making pickles, you make it put dill. Dill is a type of a green that it itself you don't eat, but it's only put into the water to make the water taste good. So what bracha do you make on dill juice? What should be the shayla here? May the shifter may. Lemtuke taima avida is a put in there to make it taste of the dill, so then you would make a bar fi adama. Only avure zuma avdila is there to take away the bad odor, the bad smell of the other tarshal. So dill has a very strong taste to it. So you could put there either to taste the dill itself, or else just if the other food doesn't taste so good, has a bit odor, you put the dill there, take away the other bit odor. Then you wouldn't make a bracha on it. So the shalom, what is dill put in for? Trashi, the shifta, yerek, type of a green, shenois nemat bikdera, limtek bialma, to taste a little bit. Vlela ochli, you don't eat it. Ani palat. Is them tuke time of it, umbavorchen amema tashila bar priadama. If it's put there to put taste into the juice, then you wouldn't make a bar priadama. But if you just put there to take away the other odors, bad taste, then you don't make a bracha on it. Toshima, kasheves, this type of a dill, mishenos no tam begedera. When you cooked it and put it into the kedera, and it gave a tam into the kedera, then ein ba mishum truma. It has no more kedusha truma on this dill anymore. Because now it's like eight spalma, it's not edible anymore now. And the whole purpose of the dill is to cook it and to get the tam into the water, and now you take the dill and throw it away. So once the dill, like put the tam into the water, it itself is eight spalma, has no kedusha truma anymore. It doesn't have a shame oichel anymore, because it's not roi for anything anymore. That's the Mishnah. So I call upon him, it says in the Mishnah, Mishenos nutam bekvera. Mashma, this dill is, what does it put into the, what are you cooking it for? To put tam into the gedera. So the Gemara, al shmamino lemtuke taimli avido lo shmamino. It's right, when you cook this dill, it's meant to put a good tam into the tavshom, and therefore in this water now you would make a bar priyadom. Trashi ha-shevis ein-bo, the bachelor, if it just has a piece of the dill itself, mishenosnu bekdera, once you put it inside the gedera, it's you, it's great to you. Now you took it out. Ain't bo shuv mishum issa truma. It has no more din truma on anymore. The heavenly kate balmo. Because now this dill is like a piece of wood. Now diik is midiktoni mishum nos nutam. Since it says, when does it lose its shame oichel? After it put tam into the tavshul, shemamino taimu avida. You see, it's made it to put tam, and therefore on this dill juice, you would make a bar priyadam. Now this is the sugi here, the one on vegetable soup. If you cook vegetables, you do make a bar priyadam on the juice. So Tais is the shayla maya the sukh disukha. So Tais is mevorach and alay bar priyadam. We make a bach a bar priyadam. Afal pi shein bu elamayim. Even though you're not eating the vegetable now, you're only eating the juice. You have a tam ha yirokis. You only have the tam of the yirokis. Is mevorach alay and kashay mevorach al yirokis. So Tais is the kasha. Afal gadar minu liyel demay peyrezei abiyamu. Before we had by juice, that we make from fruit juice, orange juice, you only make a shakal near the varoy. Because it says the juice coming out of fruit is not called part of the fruit, it's called like sweat, say it be yom, and you only make a shakal. So how come here the juice coming out of vegetables, we say you still make a bar for your doma? So tezi yesh tachalik. You have to make a difference between vegetables and fruit. Now the famous machlokes Rosh and Rashba, what is the chilek? The Rosh learns the chilek is whether you cook it or whether you squeeze out the juice. Mm-hmm. He learns even vegetables, if you're just squeezing out the juice, you don't get that much time in the juice. That's called sweat, and you only make a shakal. Therefore, on oranges, that you just squeeze out the juice doesn't have the real time of the fruit, and you only make a shakal. Here we're talking about where you cook it. If you cook the vegetable through cooking, then the real time of the vegetable goes into the soup. Therefore, the soup has the time of the vegetable to make a barf yadama. So according to Rosh, if you would cook a fruit and make a soup out of it, a fruit soup, you would have to make a barf yadama, according to Rosh. That's the Rosh's chiluk. The chiluk, whether you cook it, through cooking it, the time goes into the water, but through just squeezing it out, then you only make a shakal.
Why is that different in the dill?
Well, dill is also cooking. Dill is cooking it here now. Yeah, because you know, here we say once you cooked it, now it has no use anymore, the dill itself. The time went into the juice, but the dill itself is thrown away now. That's not worth anything. That's the Rosh's chiluk. Chiluk, whether you cook it or whether you squash it out. The Rashba says no. The Rashba makes the chiluk is it's a derech enough. He learns that by shiluk, it's by vegetables, it's a derech to cook it. But since it was planted, I'm enough like to cook it. So therefore, the peri still goes into the juice, and you make a bar for your adoma. Mashenken of fruits, the ikar of fruit is to eat it, not to squeeze it out. So it's not a derech to squeeze it out. Therefore, on the juice, you only make a shakal near the varoy. Mashenken will come out and ask Yamina now about orange juice. According to the Rashba today, that they have a lot of orchards made just for juice oranges. So the oranges are made to plant it out, to squeeze it out. According to the Rashba, you would make a bar for eight on those orange juices. According to the Rashba. According to the Rosh, it would still be a shakal near the varoy. But since you're not cooking it, you're just squeezing it out, that's always called Zayi B'Yalma. And usually we always go to cooler bullshitters, we make a shakal usually on old fruit juice. So only our vegetables, when you cook it, then you make a bar piyadam. So the only question would be a little bit on tomato juice would be a question. Because tomatoes, usually they cook the tomatoes first. So then the Chur acquaint everybody, it's a cooked vegetable, so you wouldn't make a bar piyadam on it. You would have to. But for that's making the people still make a shakal on it.
According to Rashba, it would be Rashba that on raw vegetables you make a shakal, because that's not
the
way lesson.
There are feet of both ways. I'll duck this way. There are feet of both ways.
Can you make a
It's questionable. Some people would say yes, some people would say no. But since it's a shallow, it's better off making a shakal. It's according to everybody.
What about cooked fruit juice?
What?
Fruit juice is still a shakal.
No, according to the Rashba, would be a shakal, because it's not a derech. According to the Rashba, we go make a shakal usually. We have a suffix, which one to do, we make a shakal. According to the Rashba, it has to be a derech to cook it. So it's usually not a derech to cook the fruit. Most fruit is eaten raw. So if we still make a shakal. All right, we'll talk later. Right. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi. Pas numa bikaro mevorchin aleha hamoitzi. If you have pasnuma, just mean like dried up a piece of bread, bikra means it's a piece of bread. It's not a sholem, a whole loaf. It's just one piece of bread. Still, you make a moitzi. So the Gemara, pligi de Rav Chiya. He's mechulat on Rav Chiya. The Yom Rav Chiya, tzorosh eftich la brocha im ha-pas. You have to like finish off making the brocha on the bread when it's still sholem, when it's a whole piece of bread. So Rashi, pasnuma means yiveisha, dry piece of bread, shenoslim bekaro lishreis. And the chayim snum is dark. It's a small piece of the bread. So he said you can make a moitzi. Now Tosfos learns the shaila here is we had these two pieces in front of you. You had a piece of sholem, a whole piece of bread in front of you. You had a whole achala, and then you had these pieces. The first man Yom said that since these pieces are chashuv to you, you can make a moitzi on that if you want. And the Bchia says no. There's an inyan to make the bracha b'shas you're cutting the bread. So since this piece is small pieces of bread, you don't have to cut anymore, they're cut pieces, don't make the moitzi on that piece of bread, rather make the moitzi on the shell on the whole piece of bread that you have to cut. So Rashi Tzor Shetichla means Virchas HaMoitzi in Prisis HaPrusa. It's an inyan to make the moitzi b'shas you're cutting the bread, a piece of bread off min ha-pas, from the whole loaf. V'hai Poros V'yemadu. If you make the moitzi on the small pieces of bread, it's cut up already. So the bigger inyan to make the mitzi on the shalim one, to make the mitzi b'sheref, you're slicing the bread. That's what this sheet holds. We'll soon see how we hold aloha. Now this is about us talking about, we're in the meshech of the meal, you plant heat from both of them. So since you plant heat from both of them, the question is, which one should you make the mitzi on? The first one said, even though they're small pieces, since that's choshev, chovid, you like it, you can make the mitzi on that. And Chia says, no, the inyan, the bracha, should be made while you're cutting the bread. Therefore, if you have small pieces, don't make the mitzi on that. We'll soon see how we passed him. The more maskable are Rava. In fact, Rava back to Rabbi Chia Barashi. What are you saying, small pieces? You shouldn't make the mitzi. Deloy, mishum the chikalya bracha, prusa kakalya, because when you're making the bracha, it's on a piece of bread, and it's not so nice, it's not covered up bracha, to be on pieces of bread. According to Rabbi Chia, how do you make the mitzi? Even on a whole piece of bread, he says, while you're making the mitzi, you cut the bread. When you finish making the mitzi, aprusa gamra. If you hold your ladder, cut the bread while you're making the mitzi, see how the ikra of the bracha is the end of the bracha. So b'shashu, when the bracha, the bread is already cut. So my nafgamina, whether you start off with a broken piece, or you start off with a whole piece. But by the end of the bracha, it's cut already. Elo, what is Rav Hold? This is what we hold l'alocha. Elo omar rova, mivorach. First you're supposed to make the whole hamitzi. V'yachat kach b'tzei, and then you cut the bread. There's an inyan always to make the bracha on a shalim, a whole piece of a whole piece of challah. Allah has brought down, who would if you have even a piece, if you have, let's say, two pieces of bread in front of you, and one is sliced in half, and one is a whole piece of bread. There's an inyan to make the bracha on the whole piece. So you're supposed to make the bracha on this piece, and make the whole bracha, and then cut it. So tomorrow, Nadoi Yavdik Reb Chia. Nadoi Yitzlok Reb Chia that used to make the bracha, and b'shas making the bracha, they would cut the bread. Rabbanan Avdik Rava. But the Rabbanan did like Rava, that means first they made the whole Hamaitzi, and then they cut the bread. Omer Ravina, Omer Li Ein. The Ravina said, my mother told me, Avok, that means his father, Ovid Kreb Chia. Did like Reb Chia. Yomer Reb Chia, Tzara Shatich LaBrach Imapat. Hey, he held, you're supposed to make the bracha and cut the bread while you're making the bracha. Because he holds there'll be too much of a hefstick in between. If you make the whole bracha first and then go to cut it, there's a hefstick between the bracha and the eating. Therefore, b'chiyas svar is, I've had to start making the bracha when it's shalom. But while you're making the bracha, cut it, because when you're finished, you'll be able to eat right away. And was at the Gemara of Rabbanan though, Avdik Rava. The Rabbanan did like Rava, that's first they made the whole hamoitzi, and then they sliced the bread. So the Gemara of Hilchos HaKerova, the Locher is like Rava. The Yomah Mevorech V'yachakach B'tzeyah. That we hold you're supposed to make the whole hamitzi when the bread is still shalom. And after you finish the mitzi, then you cut it. So Tosafot speaks out that there's a minig of Hanan Shabbos, some people, before they make the mitzi, usually make a lulav of a slice. Like you cut a little bit, so the pshat is that you cut a little bit, but the bread is still shalom. You can pick it up on both sides of it. It's still called whole bread. But the mile of cutting a little bit is that when you finish making the mitzi, you won't have to have such a big hefsig. Like wait so long, you made the mitzi, now you first have to start cutting it and then eating it. It takes time. So they say, mamayit, in the time, some the minig is to make a little cut before, then you make the mitzi, then you finish cutting. So that's the minig, as I always hold the minig is that's very hard, because you start looking for that place, you start to cut, you waste more time that way. Could I even make a new cut anyway? So I call upon the best way is to make the whole hamitzi first, and then you start cutting. Right. Itma, tevi yolifneyem tisim ushmein. You have in front of you a piece of bread, and you have a shalom, a whole challah in front of you. Omer rafuna mevorach alav tisim. Rafuna holds a nisvaita in the case where you can eat both of them. Avad, if you're only going to eat one, so pshit to just make the bracha what you're going to eat. Here's a question with both in front of you, when you're going to eat both. So now, which is more chashuv to make the bracha on? So if one says you can do whichever one you want. Mevorach alav tisim, even on the broken piece, or poiter es ha-shleimim. You make the mitzi on the broken one, and that part is the shalom. We have Yechanan Amar, no, we hold like a Yechanan, Omar Shleima mitzvah min amukha. The mitzvah min amukha to make the bracha on the shalom on a whole piece of bread, on a whole buklich. There's an inyan to make the mitzi on. Even though the piece is much bigger and the smaller one is shalem, there's a mile of shleima. Shleima mitzvah min amukha. Avuk, yeah. So to Rashi? No. Rashi, psisim l'shleinim omer apuna, im rotsa mevorach ala psisim. If you want to, you can make the bracha on the cut piece. V'im ha psisim gedolim min ha-shleimim, in a case where the broken one is bigger, then tzarech l'vorach alayim. As according to Rav Huna, there's no mile of a shalom. So So Mela, if you have a bigger piece, it's more covered to make the mitzvah and a bigger piece of bread. So where the psisim, the cut pieces, are bigger, Rabun holds you should make the bracha on the cut pieces. But Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yechon, it says no. Shleimas mitzvah namuvcha. We have two pieces in front of you. One is a whole piece, even though it's smaller, still make the bracha on the shalom. Zot Gemara. Avo prusa shochitin. Let's say you have a piece of bread from a wheat bread. Ushleimah min asarim. And the whole bread, the whole challah is made out of barley. Then divrei hakam mevorach ala prusa shochitim upoises ashleimah shel sarim. Then avad you should make the bracha on the cut piece of bread since it's made from chitim, because chitim is more chashiv than sarim than barley. His wheat bread is more chashiv than barley bread. And avad the wheat bread is more chashiv than rye bread. But our rye bread is not really rye bread. Our rye bread is, I think, 80% still wheat. Flour just has a little bit, 20% maybe rye in it, so it would still be called like wheat bread. But look, so you have one piece of challah and you'd have a whole cornbread or a whole rye bread just made out of rye, then you would make the bracha on the psisim, on the cut piece, because chitim, wheat, is more chashiv than barley, and avad the wheat is more chashiv than the other ones, rye and oats. So the Rabbi Kitanoi, this machlokes, it's Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, whether you have a cut piece of bread or a whole piece of bread, which one should make the bracha on? He wants to ask the machlokes Tanoim, who we hold like. What's the machlokes? Kitanoi, tormin, botzel, cotton, sholem, avoloi, chati, botzel, godl. Shalom, when you want to give truma, you have a lot of onions, you want to take out one onion to give to the kohen. So the first one he holds, take out a small onion, a beit sholem, a whole full onion, take out even though it's small, and not take a half of a big one. Even though the half is much bigger than the small one, still sholem is a milah. Always take the sholem, give that first. And there's an onion by truma to give the nicest one to the kohen. Rabbi Yehuda Raimen, not loy, ki elachatzi batzel godel, he holds no. Even though it's cut, but since it's bigger, it's better, give the bigger one. You see, this is the machlokes. What's more chashiv? Is a shalom a whole one chashiv, or is a cut one a chashiv? But more my labokim if lugi. The ma'asav a chashiv odis. About it's bigger. That's chashiv. Well, ma'asav a shalom odis. But Tanakama says no. Since the small onion, but be it shalom, it's whole. That's more chashiv. The same machlokes we by hilchos brachis. You have a piece of bread, a big slice of a big slice or a small whole bread, which is odis. Will be this machlokes. So the Gemara could be not only. The Gemara, hey chadika koyin, when you have a koyin in front of you that you're going to be married for truma now and give it right away to the koyin, is kula yamaloi pligi the chashiv odis. Avada the chashiv is more better. Ki pligi the leka koyin. Where's the machlekes where there's no koyin here? The Tanan. Komokim sheesh koyin, wherever you have a koyin there, turim min ayofa. Avada give him the yofa, give him the nice one. The chomokim shein koyim, wherever koyim is not there, then terem mina miskayim. There's an inyan to give truma for something that's miskayim that will stay, because you don't have a koyim right now. You're gonna have to wait a week or two till you meet up with a koyim. So if you take it, something's gonna run away. By the time you give it to him, it's gonna be run. So then there's an inyan to take off truma from a davar miskayim. We have yudu aymen. No, ain't terem mila mina yofa. Still, even though the koyim is not here, still you could give from a yofa. So it's a new svara by truma, what's better to give, for it doesn't have to do with our shalom between a bracha on a sholem or on a cut piece. See Rashi? Rashi, b'mokim sheyesh koyin v'noitzel loy miyad, give to him right away. B'mokim shein koyin den sorach liyisrael shasniyenu. If you don't have a koyin around where you live, you have to hold on to the truma until you're going to find a koyin. At sheyimtze koyin lutnu loy. V'chatzi botz loy miskayim, and a half of an onion doesn't stay so fresh. So this was needed to give an onion sholim. So the chur is still a stira though. According to this gemara here now, when you have a kain in front of you, what do you give to him? You give him the more chashiv, the bigger one. So chur is still, you see, a bigger piece is more chashiv than a sholim piece. So Tay speaks out here. The middle place is kol heicha dika kain kliyama pligu chashiv adit. And he leel come up sisin gedolim u'shleim katanim mevorach al shleimim. Even though here by hilchos brachos we say it's better to make the bracha on the shleim, haynu davka lebracha. That's only a svar on bracha. Layichpas leish yivarech begodol, the lam yivarech begodol, hayo v'yeno noki mizeh. It's not any better than this one. Shall how you go to see it. Avagabin esim lekoyenik and akusad, itin lay hagodol achoshet fei, tenichalei. They're saying the svara here is that by a kohen, what does he want better? The metziah, he would rather have a bigger piece. I enjoy to have longer from it. Because if I have it more, I'd rather the kohen would like to have a bigger piece. My shenkin, by hilchos bracha, is not telling how much you can have, because you have as much as you want in front of you. It's a shaila what the bracha should be chal on. There we hold the svara shalom is a chshivas. Even though Mitzchil the Gemara wants to make a tushtel, but the maskonah is that there's no tushtel. What he gives to a coin is a svar what the coin wants better. The coin wants more. He's right there. He'd rather have a bigger piece. Mashenki for broche, that's a svar of what's the more choshev the chetzer. What's more choshev? Now we still hold shalim. The thing is whole. That's more. That's better. That's where we hold meikar adin that a small piece, a big piece, and a whole piece of a whole small. The shalim is other. So the Gemara though, Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok of Yirei Shemayim, somebody wants to be Machmas Yirei Shemayim, Yoytzi Dei Shneim. He should be Yoytzi both Shittis, both Rav Huna that says make the bracha on the Psitzim, on the cut, and both Rav Yechon says make the bracha on the Sholem. How do you do it? So see, Mani, who is this that Yoytzi both Shittis? Ma Breid Ravina. Why the Ma Breid Ravina? Meniach Prusa B'Ter Chashleimah. When he had these two pieces in front of him, he used to hold both in his hand. He would hold the sholem, and this big slice he would also put underneath it. His miach prus, he put the big slice, but tereshleimah, under the sholem. Or batseya. And he made the bracha on both, and he's batseya. So what was he batseya from? Rashi learns, Trashi yotzi de shneim, yidei machlekes sharafun of Rabbi Yechnin. He held the Yerei Shemayim should be yotzi both shittis. That he takes the big slice, and the shalom together, Rashi meniach prusa takas hashleima, the ninsu shteim biyodi. He's holding both of them. B'shas he's making the bracha. Ubatzeya, which one does he cut from? That Rashi oim shteim. Either he cuts from both of them, oim min hashleima, or else he cuts from the shalom. Because mikra din we hold the shalom. That's the milah. Now we yaitzi desh name. We're also yaitzi rafunishita to hold the big slice in him. But the Iker HaLocher is just to hold the Sholem. Let's say you can't hold, for some reason you can't hold Tony in. Rather, you should make the Mitzvah of Iker on the Sholem, on the whole piece. So if you could hold both pieces, it should be Yotze Deshnei. Tomorrow, Tony, Tona, Kaimed Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Also, Meniach HaPrusi, take the big slice, V'teich HaShleim, under the whole piece of bread. U'batayet, and you cut. U'mavorach, and he makes a bracha. Omalei Mashir Mechi Yisim, what's your name? Omalei Shalman, my name is Shalman. Omalei Sholomato, Yisholin, Vishalma Mishnasecha. And your learning is also like Sholom, like peaceful. Shesamta Sholom Bein HaTamidim. That you're making Sholom between this Machlekes, Rafun, and Rav Yechinin. Like you're doing right, like both Shittas together. It's a Machlekes, you have a big slice and a whole piece of bread. Which one is Odif? Rafun says make on the big slice, and Rav Yechinin says make on the Sholom, and he did like both. Omer Rav Papa, and Allah has brought an os like that. The Metchidli should make a bracha on both of them. But right, it is only when you have da'at to eat from both of them, and they're both the same min, they're both from wheat. Omer Rav Papa, Hakel Moedim Bepesach, Bepesach Benayit, what do we make the moitzi on? Sher Meniach Prusa, Poterich HaShleima. You're supposed to be shashi, make the moitzi, hold the half of the matzah with the sholi matzah. You make like you cut from both of them, you make the moitzi on both of them. My timer, lechemoni ksiv, because Pesach b'nai is supposed to have lechemoni, said Rashi, v'dak v'shaloni b'prusa. How does an oni usually eat? He usually eats a prusa, a piece of bread. Lefizach tzarech sheyiro kebetzeh min ha-prusa. You have to look as if you're cutting from the prusa. That's why the Pesach b'nai, we make the moitzi, we hold both, the shalim and the prusa. The mitzvah we do is we hold those, we make the mitzvah, we hold all three. Because then you have to have lecha mishnah for the mitzvah. When it comes to make al achilas matzah, we put down the bottom one, and then we hold just the top two. Amarab Abba. Uvi Shabbos chayiv odim liftsoyash te kikras. On Shabbos, you have to make the mitzvah on two pieces of bread, two sholem, two whole chalis. My timer, lecha mishnah ksiv. The terrace of lecha mishnah, a double lechem. Omer Rabashi, Chazimilev Rav Kana, Dinoke Tarti, Hitaka held two chalis in his hand, or Betseya Chodah, but he only cuts from one. That's usually our meaning, that we only slice one. the gruah, min meister raf nagurin, the gruah was used to cut from both chalas. The chur of nizg mur is mash, what you have to do, just put say a choda, you cut from one chalas. Rab Zero, heavy botso akula shirusa. When he cut the slice of bread, he cut off a nice big slice to eat, enough to eat for the whole meal. Trashi akula shirusa, prusik derli, cut a nice big size challah, piece of slice of challah, shoyedele the chola suda b'shabbos, not for the whole suda on Shabbos. Omle Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina told Rav Ashi, "Who called Mischazik Rav Sanusa? You take such a big piece. It looks like a Rav Sanusa, like a chazna. It's too big to have such a big piece in front of you." Omle, he answered back, "Kivon bechol yoyma. Like covered halachi. Since ever in the middle of the week, there I don't take such a big slice. I'm going to take a small slice of bread. Read the covered, but only on Shabbos. I take such a big slice. Like Mischazik Rav Sanusa. It's not nearer like I'm stama fresa. No, it's nearer as covered Shabbos." Kovod HaShabbos, I'll take like a double portion for Shabbos, that's Kovod HaShabbos. Eat nice, and a lot on Shabbos is Kovod Shabbos. But Ravami Ravasi, he had a Misrami Lurifta the Aruva. Whenever they used to make an Erev, either an Erev Chateres, or else an Erev Erev Tavshilin, so he used to use a matzah for it, is Mavorach and Aleha Moitzi Lechem in Oretz. One of the Suddhas, on Shabbos, they would use it to make the Moitzi with it on Shabbos. Amri, Hoyel Yisabed Bei Mitzvah Choda, since I did one mitzvah with this matzah, with this challah, I made an Erev with this matzah, there's never Bei Mitzvah Achriti, there's an Indian to use it to do another mitzvah with it. So Rashi learns, Rifta the Aruba, She'ir Boboy Esma Luvi Chatzeris. You made an Erev Chatzeris on Erev Shabbos. So Lach reads, as long as you have the matzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it's already matzah the whole Shabbos. So you're allowed to eat the matzah in the middle of Shabbos. Even though now in the middle of Shabbos the matzah is not here, it doesn't make a difference. Once at the beginning of Shabbos, the het Aruv HaTzeres was chal, so you're allowed to eat the matzah even if it's not here. And some learned it's talking about the Aruv HaTashilin. That's what you should do usually. It'll come a Yontif, and then it comes out a Friday, then a Yontif's Friday, then Shabbos, you make an Aruv HaTashilin, then you usually eat that matzah for Shalashodis to use it for one of the Rechemishnas. Omarat, Tel Baruch. Tel Baruch, ain't it Tzorach Lavorach? If somebody already made a Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, and before he started to eat the bread, he spoke out. And he spoke out saying, give him a piece of bread, give him a piece of bread. This is not called a Hefzik, you don't have to make another Baruch. Trashi Tel Baruch, HaBoitzeya. Somebody cut the bread and made a Moitzi ready. Kaidim Shetom in a Prus, before he ate from the bread. Botsim Imanu, Vahoshet Lemishet, so he passed it along. The Yomlin, he told him, Tom in Prus Avroch, take from the proof of the piece of bread that made a bracha on. Even though he spoke out before he ate the bread, he doesn't have to make a mitzvah over again. Even though stam, if you talk, we'll soon see, not for the reason of eating, but you talk out something else. It's called a hefstik, and you have to make the mitzvah over again. While you're putting on tefillin shoryad, you talk out. The tefillin shorosh is sarach lavorach. You have to make another bracha on tefillin shorosh. V'chein b'kisi adam. Yeah. And so any time you took out when you did the bracha before you ate or did the mitzvah, you have to make the bracha over again. So torah sheyach ticha. But this talking out of telling the person take the piece of bread of the bracha is tzarech bracha lemistika. This is called the talking out. What's negay to the bracha? It's m'inyan bracha. It's not called a hefsek. So the Mara Abba, Havei Melech, Havei Liftan, Sarach Lavorach. But if he says, bring salt or bring Liftan, some other thing you dip the bread into, then you do have to make the bracha. That's called the Hefsek already. Shrashi Aviyah Melech, that's next one. Right, the Rabbi Yechon and Nama, no. Afilu Aviyah Melech, even if you talk out, as after you made the Moitzi, before you ate the bread, you spoke out and you said, please bring me salt, or else Aviyah Liftan, bring me the Liftan, Nami ain't Sarach Lavorach. Also, you don't have to make a bracha. Why? Because also from Indian Asuda was from the place where you're supposed to have melech on the table, like after you make the moisture, dip the bread into the salt. So if you don't have the salt, you're allowed to ask, bring the salt. Trashi avei melech nami yen tzarech lavorach. Shav zu tzarech brocho. Shetei prusa shabrocha necheles betam. That the prusa should be eaten betam. As an Indian, when you make the moisture and a piece of bread, it should be a betamdik, a piece of bread. So I'm all that needed salt to make a betamdik. Well, since the man is there, well, since the gemara, the our bread is geshmak, you don't need salt to make it betam. But if you have bread, doesn't have much of a taste, so the Indians first put the salt on it to make it betam, and then make the moitzi. So therefore, if you ask to bring the salt, that's not called a hefsi. Weiter. Gewil Lutura, Gewil Lutura. Somebody says, give my ox teeth, give the food to my ox. Sarazavurach, that's, you're called a hefsik, and you have to make a bracha. You made a moitzelechim. And then you realize you didn't give your ox to eat yet, and you say to the guy, give the ox to eat, you have to make another bracha. Even if before you ate, you said, first give my ox to eat, that's called minyan asud. Why? If you have a behemoth in your house, you're not allowed to eat first before you give the behemoth teeth. So since you're supposed to give your animals to eat first before yourself, therefore it's not called hefsek, you're allowed to talk out to give the animals before you eat.